love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines: IBA congratulates One Love Radio on excellence performance. Production of children's local content impressive on ICBD. In international news, Anglican divisions deepen as rebel clerics peak rivals to first female leader. And in sports, Netball Zambia warns against unsanctioned tournaments. And now the news in detail. One Love Radio has been congratulated following its recent recognition at provincial awards giving ceremony, where the station scooped two major accolades. Speaking to One Love Radio News at the awards giving ceremony, IBA Director General Webster Malido says the broadcaster being awarded the most improved radio station in Lusaka province is a testament to its growth and rising influence within the capital's competitive media landscape. Mr. Malido says the station scooping the overall chairman's award cements its reputation for excellence in broadcasting. He added that the duo recognition highlights the quality of programming, consistency in content delivery, and the station's commitment to professional standards in the media industry.
Our message to One Love Radio is congratulations on your awards, the first one being the most improved radio station in the entire Lusaka province. The other one is the overall chairman's award. That speaks to the quality of your broadcast work. So we just encourage you to continue, keeping the standards high when it comes to broadcasting. And so, again, congratulations to One Love Radio for these awards.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has fined Sunshare Group of Companies 160,000 kwacha for failing to issue written employment contracts and pay slips to its workers, giving the firm 2 weeks to settle the penalty. Labour Commissioner Givens Muntengwa says operations at Sunshare Investments' old factory have been suspended due to failure to provide personal protective equipment, PPE, with a resumption condition upon full compliance with occupational safety and health standards. Muntengwa has further ordered the company to immediately regularize employment contracts, clear salary arrears linked to non-compliance with minimum wage regulations, ensure electronic payment of salaries, and improve sanitary conditions by March 6, 2026. He assured workers that their safety, dignity, and rights remain a priority, while pledging continued guidance and enforcement to ensure employers adhere to labor laws. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism has commended residents of Southern Province for conducting peaceful, orderly, and constructive provincial delimitation sittings. Consortium Vice Chairperson and IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the meeting demonstrated maturity and respect for democratic procedures, providing districts with a platform to submit their resolutions to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. He noted that the Commission's decision to allow civil society and other independent stakeholders to monitor and participate in the exercise added an important layer of transparency to the ongoing constitutional process.
As the process goes beyond the Southern Province, the consortium reiterates to its strong desire to monitor all remaining provincial meetings where districts are presenting their resolutions to the Commission. Comprehensive observation is critical to ensuring that credibility, public confidence, and national ownership of the final outcome. Southern Province has demonstrated that remediation can be conducted peaceful, constructive, and we urge other provinces to emulate this spirit of discipline and democratic engagement as the country undertakes this important constitutional exercise. The consortium remains committed to supporting a transparent, participatory, and evidence implementation process that strengthens Zambia's representative democracy and safeguards the integrity of our constitutional order.
Presidential Campaign Director for the United Party for National Development, UPND, Kanyama Blackheart team, Joseph Banda, says Zambia is on track to overcome its electricity challenges due to increased investment in power generation. Speaking on the country's energy outlook, Banda pointed to the construction of large-scale solar plants and coal-powered stations across the country, as well as the development of new transmission lines linking Tanzania to Zambia through Nakonde. He says the projects are expected to significantly strengthen the national grid and improve supply reliability. According to Banda, Zambia is currently producing about 2,620 megawatts of electricity against a demand of roughly 4,500 megawatts, but projections indicate that output will exceed 10,000 megawatts by 2028 once ongoing projects are completed.
The other interesting thing that no one's paying attention to is that there's a company called Konono. They're building the power lines that go from Tanzania to Zambia through Nakonde border, which will also give us more power that is required for Zambia. But Zambia right now is projected to produce over 10,000 megawatts. Zambia only uses about 4.5 megawatts. So the rest, 6,000 megawatts, will be selling to people like Malawi, people like Congo, countries like Congo. So this time around, because of HH and UPND, there's nothing like that, because we actually solved the issue that we had with power generation.
GC Children's Broadcasting Academy has commended the significant rise in locally produced children's content created by young people themselves during this year's International Children's Day of Broadcasting, ICBD. Event manager and coordinator Tandiwe Mbewe Nglazi says the academy observed an encouraging increase in the number of media houses that open their platforms to children, allowing them to actively participate in content creation rather than remaining passive audiences. Nglazi noted that the initiative has empowered children by amplifying their voices in the media space and strengthening their confidence, creativity, and self-expression. She explained that this year's ICBD celebrations prominently featured local stories, traditions, and values, helping to preserve Zambian culture while educating young people about their heritage. She says the programming also addressed key issues such as health, safety, and social awareness, contributing to the development of informed and responsible future generations. And just now we took a break, so stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. Clergy from a conservative grouping of the Anglican Church are meeting this week in Nigeria's capital Abuja to choose a rival to the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. The UK's Sarah Mulally will officially be installed as the leader of the world's Anglican Communion at a lavish ceremony.